Morning. Just not so long ago, we saw the release of a statement then from Lindsay Myeni, who was the widow of Lindani Sanele Myeni, who unfortunately was gunned down in the Honolulu, in Hawaii. That murder investigation does continue. We're getting a little more word with regards to footage then having come out. Added footage, that is, with regards to the murder investigation. It shows Lindani Myeni apologizing to the couple at the home that he was accused of robbing, and how police then went on to taser him and even shoot him before identifying themselves. The new unedited footage is 3 minutes long and has emerged in the investigation into the death of the former South African rugby player. James Bickerton, as the founding partner at Bickerton Law Group and Myeni's family lawyer, also joining us then this morning. Thank you so much for your time. Good morning. This saga, I suppose, itself is one that just continues to beg more questions than answers.
Well, I think that we are whittling down the questions and increasing the number of answers. Certainly, we have a lot more answers than we did in the beginning. It is one of those cases where the other side has deliberately, I think, made it harder to find the answers, but we've been pressing and pressing, and we're slowly untangling the mystery that they tried to create.
Do you think that we're closer now to finding the right answers of what exactly happened that evening, that day?
I don't know if we will ever know exactly what happened that evening, because the couple who made that call, who appear in the video, are very emotional and are very afraid of public reaction. And I think it's affected their willingness to really be candid. And so I have questioned them, and I found many of their answers to be problematic. For example, she said that Lindani gave a false name. She was trying to make him sound suspicious. And I said, well, what name did he give? And she said, well, it's different than the one in the press release. And I said, you mean because it has an I on the end? And basically that was her position. So in other words, she's trying to make it more than it was. And that kind of thing makes you really doubt whatever they may say about the encounter. We'll never be able to fully believe in it, because they just have not been candid.
The belief, though, and I suppose the notion here is that Lindani was going, or thought he was going into what is a non-sectarian temple that he used to actually go to, and mistook the house he then went into as the place where he would go to this temple. And seemingly, it's happened before, according to the owners. So, more doubt in that?
Well, definitely. I asked the owner under oath if anyone had ever mistaken his property for the temple, and if he'd had people come there and looking for the temple. And he admitted that it had happened at least twice before. Sadly, he's not the type of owner who really educates his rental guests. So he had never mentioned to this couple that there was a temple next door. They didn't know it. So I think when, you know, if this was a real house with people who lived there full time, and somebody showed up with their umkele on and dressed nicely and acting in a respectful manner, they would say, oh, are you looking for the temple? It's right next door. But this couple had no awareness that there was a temple next door, because they were tourists themselves.
Yeah, so it does beg the question to how far exactly they knew of the scenario, the situation. The blame in some ways is being pointed towards the police, of course, because they tasered Lindani and then shot him, an unarmed man who all he did was supposedly ask, who are you, or who is it that was basically asking him to get on the ground. The 3 minute video, well, 3 minute 10 seconds, is you know, does that help?
The whole thing helps us a lot, because the the narrative the police wanted was for you to think of a person who had lost his mind, a person who perhaps was intoxicated or having a psychotic break or something. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what exactly transpired in the house between these people. It was just obvious from the footage that we see of Lindani that he is sober, that he is calm, that he's peaceful, he's respectful, he's polite, he's being the usual decent person that he is. So that's important to just counter the narrative. But, you know, even if these people in the house were completely wrong and misunderstood and made a huge mistake, which we think they did, the real fault lies with police, because this world will never eliminate the confusion and racism and prejudices of individual people unless we eliminate institutional racism. And so you have to start with institutions like police departments and leadership, political leadership, to teach people that everyone has the same right to respect. And the respect was missing here. That's really, we feel, fundamental. When they approached Lindani, instead of responding to a report that a man had entered a house and left without harming anyone, without taking anything, and without any confrontation, and apologizing, instead of responding to that with a, sir, can you just explain what's going on? You know, where the police, there was this very rough, aggressive treatment, like he was already guilty, and they didn't care, and they were just going to treat him like a criminal. And that's fundamentally wrong, and it happens to be a crime. I mean, you cannot point a weapon at someone. You can't point a weapon and say, get on the ground, unless you're a police officer and you say so.
That's
the big thing here. When someone doesn't say so, you're entitled to defend yourself against an armed mugger.
And ask who it is. James, appreciate the time. This is a case we're going to have to keep a track on and see exactly how things are faring. James Bickerton, founding partner at Bickerton Law Group and Mieni Family Lawyer. Thank you so much for your time this morning.